Welcome to the Exponential Podcast, a podcast to help you accelerate multiplication in your church and community. Our mission is to equip you as a movement maker with actionable principles, ideas, and solutions from some of today's top thought leaders. We see in you a culture of multiplication so deeply inside your ministry and life, you'd have to try hard not to multiply. And now your host, Exponential CEO Todd Wilson.
Welcome to the first edition of the Made for More podcast. I'm Todd Wilson, the CEO of Exponential, and I've got with me today Rob Wagner.
Hey, Todd.
Hey, Rob, how are you doing?
I'm doing good, man. Excited about this conversation.
I haven't been more excited about an Exponential theme than this one.
I'm with you on that.
Rob, as we jump into talking about this theme of Made for More, you and I have recently completed a resource, took about 6 months, called Made for More Resource Kit. And we're going to spend a few minutes talking about that kit today, but tell me why you're so excited about this. You've got so many different things you could be working on today. You've just spent time writing a book on calling. You've got a book called Find Your Place that's coming out with Zondervan in March at Exponential. And you work with New Thing Network as part of their leadership team. You're an elder and a teaching pastor at Westside Family Church. You love the local church. Your calling is the local church. You're part of the impact team that's doing international planting. You're training leaders locally. I mean, you've got a busy, busy schedule with lots of cool church stuff. So why in the world are you so excited about and spending time on a Made for More, Mobilizing God's People, God's Way resource kit?
Because I have no boundaries in my life at all.
I know that's not true.
Here's why. I've been a pastor for, almost 30 years, and been in really amazing churches, many of which have become, very influential, fast growing churches that impacted a lot of folks that were far from God. And one of the things that every pastor has to ask themselves is, how do I help God's people find their gifts and get engaged in God's mission? And the church in some ways is one big with that. Like I bet we have the largest volunteer force on the planet, And I think in the last 20 years in the church, we've got even much better at it with tools like Rick Warren with Shape or Network, which I think came out of Willow Creek, where we're not just trying to plug people into holes apart from their giftedness. We want them to find how God's gifted them so they can be fulfilled and have a sense of meaning. That's been really exciting. And yet at the same time, I know for me, for many, many years, there was kind of this splinter in my mind. There were a few problems kept nagging at me. Like one was we were inadvertently discipling people into the wrong definition of ministry. So people started equating ministry with volunteering an hour or two a week. So they would say, my ministry is I'm in the children's ministry at the third service twice a month on Sunday mornings, and I love it. And in my heart, part of me was a little excited, but a big part of my heart was going, oh, this is wrong. Like they've got some weird dualism going on here, and they've taken ministry, which should be all of my life, and narrowed it down to a couple hours a week. And people in confidence would say to me, oh, I wish I could do what you do, Rob. Like, I love my ministry here at the church, and then the rest of the week I'm making widgets all week and it doesn't mean anything. And then it's like, whoa, we have a major problem here. The second issue that really nagged at me, Todd, was the fact that all the ministry focus was basically internally focused. It's like we're just plugging them into the programs at the centralized church. And yeah, we had local programs and global programs, but same thing, that's still people just volunteering, doing missional activity. And the underlying issue in all this is if we're going to mobilize God's people, God's way, that means we need to help them, number one, understand that everybody's called to be a disciple maker. And then number two, within that call to be a disciple maker, everybody has a personal calling. And it includes the totality of their life. And most of their ministry is going to be out there, quote unquote, where either they live, work, play, those kind of arenas. And I hadn't really seen anything that was designed, number one, to get church leaders talking about that issue in terms of volunteerism versus a larger definition of mobilization. And I hadn't really seen any practical mobilization pathways that a local church could just say, hey, here's how we evolve our current strategy for mobilization to be much, much wider, much, much deeper. And I think it's the, like, maybe the number one strangulation point in the church in America. Like, we're trying to take all of God's people, and there's this narrow, narrow funnel that's just going down into the programs of the church an hour or two a week. That's a terrible design.
I think actually there's a stewardship piece to it, Rob. I think when you say we probably have the largest volunteer force, I'm guessing you could add up the next 9 or 10 organizations behind the church that mobilize volunteers. The church probably mobilizes more volunteers a week than the next 9 or 10 organizations.
Yeah, I bet you're right.
And if you put a minimum wage on those volunteer hours, we actually have an economy in the church that's larger than many of the countries in the world.
Wow.
And yet this splinter in the eye that you're referring to, I think down deep, most of us in ministry really do have this sense. We might not be able to articulate what it is, but it's a stewardship issue. There's this sense that we are stewarding something. And in this case, it's God's workmanship in people. And are we really getting the fruit out of it from a stewardship? So I think the issue of stewardship is really at the core also of what we're talking about here. And
no, you're right. I mean, if you think about it, like as a local church leader, I'm not going to give an account for quote unquote my ministry. Like my job is to equip God's people for the works of service or ministry. And so when I see Jesus face to face, the question is going to be, how did I do at unleashing God's people into the fullness of the mission he had for every single person? And that's pretty sobering if you look at our current church structures, because Jesus' intent is to get his people filling every nook and cranny of culture and being his agents to make Jesus tangible there and to make the kingdom tangible there. And yet our current mobilization structures basically point everything at the internal programs of the church. So that's basically, I don't know if it's too harsh, it starts to feel like pastoral malpractice if I just keep doing that.
Are you ready to experience the world's largest conference on church multiplication? Join thousands of leaders for Exponential 2019, March 4th through 7th. Experience inspiration, encouragement, and equipping with over 10 pre-conferences, 150 speakers, and 200 workshops. And where better to do this than in sunny Orlando, Florida? Exponential's 2019 National Conference theme, Made for More, Mobilizing God's People, God's Way, will help you realize and be released for how God has called you to more in life and in ministry. Visit exponential.org for information and registration. Exponential 2019, March 4th through 7th. You were made for more. Go to exponential.org today.
Here's a question I have for you, Todd. You run a point on Exponential, which is been on kind of a rocket ship ride, man, in terms of its expand of influence. And you guys have been kind of the leading voice for church planting, in my opinion, leading voice for multiplication. And I feel really privileged to be a part of that team because of what God is doing to stir up those kind of conversations that are really deeply changing, not just churches, but like entire networks and denominations. So you could pick pretty much any topic. Why would you drill down into the issue of personal calling? Because some people might see that as sort of like, that's 5 or 6 clicks down. It's like a subtopic or something. What's been the motivation for Expo doing this year?
I think, Rob, what we're seeing, we like Exponential to be this ongoing dialogue, this ongoing conversation amongst friends, this, you know, continuation, almost like a family reunion. And I would say, there's actually a convergence of several things that have happened for us to want to press into this issue. Let me start personally. I came out of the marketplace 18 years ago from a career that I loved into full-time ministry. And that journey for me over the last 18 years, I ended up spending about 5 years kicking and screaming, but writing a book on personal calling, just really feeling...
You know, I know. I was watching you trying to birth that baby for 5 years.
It wasn't something I actually wanted to do. I really felt the nudge of God on this thing. And part of my own learning in the process of doing that was that there's a surrender that happens in the process of embracing your personal calling. And one of the things that we're seeing, especially in the U.S. church, is that conversion alone, you know, we can often create cultural Christians and we're not necessarily getting the deep surrender to the Lordship of Jesus. I think it's very difficult to fully embrace your personal calling without going through a journey of surrender more deeply. So I think on a personal note, there's a process of surrender that happens when you're pursuing. And I think that's something that's deeply needed in the church. Now, in parallel with that, I think what you've got going on kind of in, you know, I'll say in culture and in the church world right now, we had a bunch of years where missional was really rising, the conversation around missional, and that's still out there. Then we've had over the last 5 to 7 years, discipleship's really had a resurgence. So you've kind of got this missional discipleship conversation. And I think what we're seeing right now naturally is that the issue of the mobilization of the priesthood of all believers, that every person a missionary to a unique mission field, that's the intersection of missional and disciple making at its core. It's a next logical step for the church as it's wrestling with missional and discipleship. It's a very tangible thing you can get your hands on, the mobilization of people on their unique calling. Third, that's kind of come together in a convergence is we are all about multiplication at Exponential. We're 5 years into a narrative on, you know, the culture of multiplication, a vision for multiplication, the dimensions of multiplication. And we've just come face to face with the issue that we are not going to see multiplication movements if we aren't seeing biblical disciple making that as its fruit produces everyday missionaries into everyday mission fields in every corner of society. So for us to be successful in our mission at Exponential to see multiplication movements happening, we have to figure out this mobilization and mobilizing God's people God's way.
Yeah, I think that's brilliant, Todd. Because if we're talking about, let's say, reproducing churches, but we're not at the baseline reproducing disciples who are living out their masterpiece mission, it's almost like we're trying to do these like deadlifts of 1,000 pounds with producing churches, but we're not doing the little reps that God's calling us to do every single day, which is about basically multiplying disciples. Everything rises and falls on that. And a huge part of discipleship is helping people discover their personal calling.
Well, and if all we do is really focus, especially in the U.S. context, if we focus on the disciple making part and trying to make biblical disciples, it will be our tendency to then, hey, we can do it, you can help. The fruit of that disciple making is to channel volunteerism into more efforts internally in the church. We have to be really careful in our disciple making efforts as we're focusing on biblical disciple making to not just be consuming the fruits of that disciple making, but be deploying the fruits of that disciple making. And I think that's what the mobilization of God's people, God's way is about. So, Rob, let's jump in and talk a little bit. This resource that we've created is different than anything we've ever done at Exponential. We're going to talk a little bit about the specifics in a minute, but let me ask you high level. You really helped choreograph. You were kind of one of the architects in this. You got to work with a lot of the speakers and the design of the resources that we put together. Tell us big picture what you're most excited about. You know, for the pastors, the ministers that are out there thinking about, gee, is this something I might want to do with my team and my leaders and my elders? And I should mention, this resource is designed first and foremost for church staff, elders, and leadership teams. And so tell us in that context what you're most excited about.
Well, here's what I've seen happen a lot of times. It's happened to me. You know, it's like I go to a conference and it actually is catalytic content. It's got me thinking in a new way. And then you have the challenge of going back to your context and trying to figure out how do I translate that content, that experience, and invite others into it. And typically what people have done is said, well, I'm going to bring a team, you know, and that's a great step. It's like, all right, come together as a team, because some experiences, you can't translate them. You actually have to be a part of it. What we're doing is taking it even a step further. We're saying, how do we actually bring the conference experience into your team where you are? And here's what I think. every great change that's happened in the world, it always starts with a conversation among friends who are on mission together. And that conversation then turns into strategy, you know, and then the conversation and strategy turn into impact. So what I love is that this time around, rather than just a book that's targeted for individual consumption, we've created something for a team that's about a catalytic conversation. And so, yes, there's a book you can buy or you can download the ebook for free, but there's this cloud of resources around it. We've got 15 plus videos that are integrated into the reading, into the conversation. All of it's also integrated into a deep dive into the book of Ephesians. So your team is going to be doing Bible reading and Bible reflection together through the book of Ephesians to rediscover God's design for the church. So it's this cool fusion of, okay, yeah, you've got the book, but it's actually leading through you through this guided community experience, this set of catalytic conversations that are deeply rooted in the scriptures. So teams are going to come to Exponential this year, having gone through this, with a huge amount of momentum and agreement before they even get to the conference. So the conference is going to be like nitro fuel on it in this vehicle, you know, of new mobilization that they're already moving in. And what, let me ask you though, this is a big shift for you. It was a big deal to say, hey, rather than doing kind of the book for the individual, it's kind of risky actually to go, no, we're going to create something very different. Why were you open to that?
What we've gotten into the rhythm of every year, and you know, most Exponential resources are free, including this resource kit. You know, people can download this in PDF and Mobi and EPUB formats for free. And then the videos are available for free download as part of the kit. We've always put out a theme book each year. Let me kind of give you the specifics of the kit, and then I'll tell you what I'm most excited about. For those that are listening, the kit, just think a normal small group study. There's an introduction and seven lessons. Anyone participating, if you have your team participate, there's about an hour of advanced preparation work that team members need to do. They watch a video or two. They reflect on some questions. They read a Bible passage. It's your typical small group study. It's just for staff and elders and other leaders in the church. So there's an introduction, the lessons, and then it culminates in a final lesson, which is an action-oriented, hey, if we're going to make a change in our church, if we're going to try to change the culture in our church, what do we together need to commit to and what are the important actions right now that we need to take? So it's not just a study. It's actually, the way you said it earlier, it's leading to action. The number one question we get at Exponential when people go through our content, it's kind of like the Acts 2. What should we do? What do we do? You know, we want the action as people. So this study forms a firm biblical foundation, but then gives people the orientation for action.
Yeah, and the team that came together for this is, it's a dream team. I mean, it's Alan Hirsch, Michael Frost, you know, Brian Sanders, Sam Stevens, Dave Ferguson, John Mark Comer, Randy Frazee, Drew Hunt. I mean, Craig Tundrup. I mean, these go on and on. It's Daniel Strickland, you know, Jeff Vanderstelt. And not only are these voices just teaching, we've got really interesting case studies from all these leading churches that are already implementing this. They're, you know, early adopters, innovators. So there's actually, you can see these ideas being embodied in their context. So it's not just theory. It's very prevalent.
Yeah, you've got like a full-fledged Bible study, but then you've got over 20 high-quality recorded videos, which include the teaching clips, but also the case studies you're referring to. We have case studies from several different churches that help, you know, give some picture and practical side to what's being taught. For me, here's the thing that's most exciting and most different. I mean, your question was what's kind of different about this? We have always at Exponential on our theme, we want to be Bible-based. We usually have a scripture passage that we build our annual themes around. This is the first time in our history that we're taking an entire book of the Bible, the book of Ephesians. We're basically walking through the entire book of Ephesians as part of our 2019 theme cycle. So at our conferences, the main stage sessions, Ephesians 1, Ephesians 2, Ephesians 3, Ephesians 4. I mean, we're walking through the book of Ephesians. We've never done that before. We're really excited about bringing an entire book of the Bible to life. As we've been talking with different people, the excitement level for us doing that, I've not seen this kind of excitement on a theme.
Would you like to see more people mobilized into Jesus's mission? If so, check out the free Made for More resource kit created to help your team mobilize God's people God's way. The Made for More resource kit will transform your thinking and refocus you on mobilization strategies. The focus of the kit is on 6 essential shifts based on Ephesians, including the shift from more volunteers to more masterpieces and the shift from more programs to more mission fields. The free kit includes more than 15 supplemental videos and a 7-lesson study guide with discussion questions. The kit was uniquely developed for church staff, elders, and team leaders to experience together so they can foster a culture of mobilization in their church. Visit exponential.org/more-kit. exponential.org/more-kit to access this free resource today. That's exponential.org/more-kit.
Why don't you tell us, Rob? I mean, part of going through the book of Ephesians, if you go back to the Bible study, I said there's an introduction,
yep,
6 lessons, and then a lesson 7 on action. Basically, lessons 1 through 6 are on each of the books in Ephesians. What we've done is identified culturally inside our churches a shift culture that needs to happen based on each of the books of Ephesians. Why don't you tell us just briefly about those shifts?
Well, Ephesians, first of all, it's basically Paul's answer to the question, like, what did Jesus have in mind when he said, I will build my church and the gates of hell will not prevail against it? And it's a unique book for Paul because most of his books are very, very contextual in terms of he's answering very specific questions for a particular context. But this one is actually, Ephesians is more constitutional. It's almost like he's stepping into a role like Thomas Jefferson and saying, okay, let me show you what the design and the architecture of the church is. And here's just, I'm going to bullet through these very quickly because we're going to do podcasts on each one of these. So let's just do the high view. Shift number one from Ephesians chapter 1 is shift from more effort to more Jesus. And in that chapter, Paul's trying to illuminate the mystery of Jesus, that he is the cosmic Christ, that Jesus has been, he is the head of the church. And there's a vision there for the church that his body would fill everything every way. That is the biggest vision I have ever heard for church ever. So Jesus has appointed his church to express his fullness in every sphere of society. And that is the foundation for mobilizing people, the lordship of Jesus, the power of the gospel. And so it's not about us striving more. It's about us allowing God to illuminate the eyes of our heart to see how big Jesus is. And that is the nuclear engine, you know, for everything for the church. Shift number two is from more volunteers to more masterpieces. So if Jesus' plan is to fill everything every way with his body, how in the world is he going to do that? Well, his strategy is not volunteerism. That word does not show up anywhere in the Bible. Ephesians 2:10 says he's created each one of us as masterpieces for a set body of good works that is one of a kind. Like, it's a unique, one of a kind masterpiece mission that Jesus designed, every one of a kind mission for every single person. So shift number two is like, how do we go from a volunteer culture to us as church leaders recognizing, you know what, if I've got 1,000 people in my church, that's 1,000 masterpieces that need to be mobilized into their unique mission. Shift number three, which is Ephesians 3, is from more guilt to more love. And in Ephesians 3, Paul's inviting us to let the Spirit of God fill our hearts with this overwhelming sense of our belovedness in Christ and our identity as the beloved, that we're to be rooted and grounded in his love, that is the only motivation. And a lot of times as pastors, we get, rather than motivating people with love, you could use the acronym NAG, which is like, hey, I have a need, and I accost somebody, and then I use guilt. Like, you got to do this or they won't know Jesus. They might die and go to hell if you don't do this.
I'm assuming you've never done that, Rob.
Oh, yes, I have. I have taken the low road more than once. You know, we need a warm body in the nursery. You know, And so we need to make that shift from more guilt to more love. Shift number four is from more hierarchy to more missionaries. And again, in Ephesians 4, we get Jesus' genius on how to create a leadership matrix in the church that will mobilize all of God's people, apostles, prophets, evangelists, shepherds, and teachers. They're like five systems in the body of Christ for organizing. And rather than kind of the cut and paste from the marketplace of having like a CEO, a genius with 1,000 helpers, it's like, no, God's leadership design is it's flat. And it's about mobilizing all of God's people on mission. So we need to shift from more hierarchy to more missionaries. Shift five is from more programs to more mission fields. So in Ephesians 5, Paul is giving very clear, like, missionary instructions on how to live on mission in a world at war. And so he's giving basically his plan on how do we expand the footprint of the church's influence. And it's not through programs in the centralized church. It's by creating this mosaic of missionaries where people discover this is where I've been called and sent, either where I live, work, or play, my station in culture, and I'm going to live out the Jesus mission there as a part of my masterpiece mission. And then shift number six is from more strategy to more surrender. And I alluded to this. I mean, we live in a world at war. It's like we're literally on Normandy. And a lot of times the church is like a family taking a picnic in the middle of D-Day. And we have to figure out, again, as God's people, number one, how do we surrender fully? Because our victory is contingent on our surrender to Jesus. And then also, how do we engage in spiritual warfare, both individually? How do I find deliverance and healing in our churches? How do we name kind of like the way Satan is using strategies to do handicap the church? Like, for example, a lot of churches operate with a hidden caste system where there's clergy and there's laity. Well, I think that's satanic. It's from the pit of hell, and it's immobilizing millions of God's people because churches operate that way. And then there's principalities and powers in the world that we have to fight through the weapons that God gives us. So shift number six is, how do we actually win that spiritual battle? So those are the six shifts. So, and man, that's powerful stuff.
Yeah. So Rob, let me ask you, you and I are both local church pastors. We've designed this study and these shifts really with the heart and mind for the local church, for the church staff, the elders. Tell me, for you personally, as a local church pastor, what's success look like as we wind down here? We're going to end in a few minutes, but what's success look like out of this resource kit? What are you hoping happens?
I hope that churches will see mobilization as a continuum that starts with volunteerism, but ends with every single person having discovered their personal calling, and they're living that flat out 24/7. I'm pro-volunteerism. I think it's like boot camp. You know, it's where people discover their gifts, they get some basic training, learn some best practices, but like, no one wants soldiers at boot camp the rest of their life, or you don't want, you know, college students who just are professional students. The goal is to get them out and engaged in their vocation. And let me I'll tell you one quick story that sort of embodies it here from Westside. A guy named Andy Traub, who was in one of our disciple making experiences. It's called Followers Made. It's kind of 6 months to reorient your life around Jesus and his practices. And part of that, we've woven into it a calling discovery process. And long story short, Andy was in charge of HR for AMC, which is headquartered here in Kansas City. He had got an assignment from his boss to figure out how to engage the handicapped or the disabled. And he said up to that point in time, he'd been pushing to the back of his desk for months because he didn't know what to do with it. And it actually was like an irritant to him. And he was doing his Bible reading and reflection in his Followers Made experience and hit the passage where God says, I am the father of the widow, the orphan, and the foreigner. And he says he was doing his Bible study at his desk. It was like that assignment was back there. And he realized what I've been pushing off is Jesus. And as he began to work and take his first steps in that assignment, and he was doing his calling assessment at the same time, he realized he had this passion that was undiscovered up to that point in time that was released to that work assignment where he was becoming an advocate for the disabled. So in like 6 weeks, he said he felt like the favor of God. He had designed this program and implemented it at some theaters in AMC. And within like 3 months, they had unbelievable results where like folks that had not ever been meaningfully engaged in the workplace were engaged at these AMC theaters. And they and he had stories of like within 3 months, like people were actually moving out of their homes where they had been living with their parents, actually found their own apartment. Like folks that, like for their families, it was absolutely transformative. Long story short, now about 6 years later, Andy has started they ran that out through all the AMC theaters in America. It was recognized by the White House. He's testified before Congress on best practices for implementing these kind of practices into the workplace. He's now started his own consulting company that does this full time. He's been hired by Google. He's been hired by Amazon. At this point, he's brought together a coalition of all the HR, virtually all the HR companies in Kansas City, and they together have set a goal that we are going to have the highest percentage of disabled people meaningfully employed of any city in the United States. It started with one guy discovering his calling. Man, as a pastor, it's like, okay, that's Jesus' vision of God's people feeling everything every way. That's happening through Andy's life. And you know what? He quit all his quote unquote volunteer ministries at Westside. And I think it's awesome because he's doing exactly what Jesus has called him to do.
And just imagine the potential of the mosaic that's created when people engage their call.
Yeah. If I could have 1,000 people living like Andy, oh, we're going to change Kansas City, man, and the world.
Rob, I want to thank you for taking time today. I'm really excited about this resource. The Made for More resource kit's available for free. You can go to the homepage at either exponential.org or exponential.net and download it. It's free. Get it scheduled on your calendar with your staff. Rob is going to be one of our main stage speakers this year, 2019 Made for More.
I'll try not to jack it up.
Coinciding with that, Rob's new book, Find Your Place, will be coming out. So, Rob.
Yeah, I've written that with my partner in crime here in Kansas City. And it's targeted for people like Andy. Like, it's not really targeted for church leaders. Yeah. But underneath it, we have an implementation kit for church leaders. And it's basically a really simple calling, discovery, and deployment process. We're excited about it, man. We're hoping it helps a lot of churches.
All right. Well, thanks, Rob. Glad you were with us today.
Thank you, Todd.